All right, next up, we have Heathen Sins, and I'm wearing their t-shirt. Introduce yourself, guys.
I'm Randy LaRocque. I'm the guitar player.
And I'm Gustavo. I'm the lead singer.
All right, and who are we missing?
We're missing Mr. Keith Soltes on bass, Mr. Julian the Hooligan Romero on lead guitar, and Mr. Tyler Dennis on the drums.
All right. Okay, and when did you get involved with the band?
I got involved with them back in 2022. I had just gotten to Canada, and I was looking for, like, I really like singing. I had a band back in Brazil, where I'm from, and I was like, yeah, I want to... Something like 80, I always played the 80s style songs, and then I saw this guy's announcement on Facebook and saying, yeah, sign me up, let's do it.
Yep.
Amazing. Okay, and tell me about the big show coming up.
November 8th, Friday at the Wise Hall. Yeah.
All right, and then I saw you out there. You're getting everyone to sign the guitar. What's that about?
Yeah, we have a guitar giveaway. So everybody that buys a ticket, it has a number on it. It goes into a draw, and we will be drawing for a Washburn electric guitar with soft shell case signed by everybody that's playing that night.
Amazing. All right, and tell me about this first song we're going to play. It's called Bleed.
This one was off our last album. It's a pretty heavy one. It kind of was like the catapult for what we sound like now. We've been progressively getting heavier over time, and this one's the heaviest one on that album.
All right, right here on CJSF.
We'll be right back.
amazing. All right. So, Gustavo, you are from Brazil. And do they have Halloween in Brazil?
No, unfortunately not. We only live it vicariously through the TV.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. And tell me some of your favorite foods to eat in Brazil.
Oh, the favorite foods. That's a easy one, actually. There's coxinha. There's lots of Brazilian stuff here in Vancouver, and they're very good. Always look for coxinhas. Coxinha is like a deep-fried dough with shredded chicken and cheese, and it's amazing. I think that's the easiest one to just go ahead and...
Did you hear my stomach just growl when you said that?
Yeah.
I haven't eaten today. As soon as he starts talking food, all of a sudden I...
All right.
And, Speak-o-toothless
and I know you guys can't see what's happening, but I'll post videos on my Facebook there. But yeah, Randy's covered in ink here. So maybe tell me about some of your artwork that's on you.
Illustrated man.
Let's see. Okay, this is my right arm. It has my daughter's name on there. It's an ambigram, mm-hmm. which means you can turn it upside down and it still says the same thing. Mm. It still says Olivia.
Mm-hmm.
And she loves dragons and used to love dragons anyway. And so I got all these dragons on here to sort of protect her. And then on this side is the clowns. I got clowns and evil clowns and stuff like that because I'm a bit of a clown myself. I like to make people laugh, but scary at the same time.
Show the logo.
Yes.
Oh, yes. And, of course, the Heathen Sins logo on there. You know, my little skull and crossbones. Yep.
Excellent. Okay, and this is the Halloween theme show. Are you guys dressing up for Halloween?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, tell me about some of your costumes.
I'm going to do the zombie, which I tried to do last Saturday, but it didn't work out so well because as soon as I started to sweat, that fake blood ran into my eyes, into my mouth, into my nose. I can still smell it.
Oh. I'm still working on it. I mean, not having like the repertoire. I don't have any catalog. I never actually dressed for Halloween except like once when I was 12 and we had like parties with
friends. Oh, we totally got to take you trick-or-treating.
There you go.
As if they're not going to give you candy.
Gustav, you have to dress up at the November 8th show.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
All right, so where can people follow you?
Well, we're on Spotify, Instagram, Facebook, anywhere. Just type in Heathen Sins, HEATHANZSINZ. .ca.
All right, and tell me about this last song because it's called Cryptic World and it has never been aired. You're hearing it first here on the Wham Bam East Fan Show, folks.
Yeah, this is one of the songs that's going to be on our new album. It was written by Mr. Julian Romero and lyrics here by Mr. Gustavo. It's a little sneak preview. It's not finished. It's still in the mixing mastering phase, but we wanted to have something new, something for you guys to come and listen to. We've played it live a couple of times and we're really excited to like bang it out on November 8th.
All right. Can I hear a little scream from you?
Whoa!
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much, guys, for coming on the Wham Bam East Fan Show. Wham Bam.
East Fan.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
Oh.
Fire and shares of a beautiful life in dreams. And
is Wham Bammy's fan, John the House's What Is On. In Halloween shows this week from Thursday, October the 24th through to October the 31st, which is Halloween. Saturday, October the 26th, the Ocean Beach presents the Rattlers Halloween Party, 10 p.m. to late, which is probably like 2 a.m. Prizes for the best costume. That's down in West Beach in White Rock. Saturday, October the 26th, Thirsty Duck Pub presents Happy Halloween Party with a local band called Liquid Blue, 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. at New Westminster, 606 12th Street. Saturday, October 26th, Halloween party. There's going to be two stages and live bands, some DJs, and five international acts. This is at the 236 Clark Drive. Enter an enchanted forest. Do not miss this Halloween rave of the year. Look to Facebook events for more details. October 26th, Subculture Halloween with Canna Bliss and Abstract Sonance. The Red Room will be transformed into the spookiest venue in town. Prizes for the best costume, but you don't have to dress up. You can come and enjoy the music. Friday, October the 25th, Gigantic, the East Van 90s Halloween Party at the Cobalt, 9 p.m. to 2 a.m., 19 plus at 917 Main Street. Tickets online. Wednesday, October 30th, next week, at the Cobalt, 917 Main Street. Mary, Checked Out, and Warm Belly, Halloween Eve Experience. A Gang of Three Entertainment, 7:30 p.m. it starts at 917 Main Street. The last one's Thursday, October 31st, next week, Halloween Night. Dress up as a Rocky Horror character and join the fun at Jukebox Karaoke Musical. Rocky Horror theme. You don't have to dress up, but I think the local karaoke people will be dressing up. And that's at the Shamshiri Caveman Restaurant at 139 Kiefer Street. Well, that's it for my entertainment What Is On for this week. Have a happy Halloween. Don't get too scared by the goblins and ghosts and witches out there, but be safe.
Thank you, John in the House. All right, our last guest of the evening, Slave in Heaven.
Oh, yeah, you know who we are.
What's up?
Slave in.
That's right. Introduce yourselves, boys.
I'm Evil on guitar and...
And Brandon Bosa, or Junior Bosa, on bass and backup vocals. Our drummer couldn't be here tonight. He's with his girlfriend on their one-year anniversary.
Oh, congratulations. Congratulations. Okay, so if people have never heard of your band, maybe describe a little bit about your sound.
We are a cross between some sludge doom.
Like Corrosion of Conformity.
Judas Priest and all the above. And
I would say, like, the... The energy of Judas Priest with the soul of Corrosion of Conformity.
Yeah, we're a little deep,
probably. Yeah,
we're drop tuned, and we just like do this gig and that sort of. We're really heavy, bro. It's a we're three piece, dude. We try to do the whole big. Well, we're basically like a trifecta, bro. You know, we got to do the hard work. We did the hard work on stage. We get it done, man.
Yeah,
our songs might be simple, but we get it done.
Yeah, we get it done, bro.
Amazing.
You got to do the tunes. You got a total line, man.
Yeah, and how do you know the rest of the other bands? How do you know them?
We played with them a couple of times on a few shows. We played with Heathen Sins at the Wolf Bar, and we played with Utility Provider a couple of times. And we're just in the scene, you know, that sort of thing. It was cool. We all kind of like with our band. My drummer G Rant and Junior Bosa, we all met at the same job site. We're construction workers.
Oh,
and we started the band a couple of years ago when Junior was a young dude, and you know, we just brought it together. We got a rehearsal studio in New West, and we just started playing some really heavy stuff, dude. It was cool.
Is it Bully Studio?
Or
we have our own place.
Oh, it's a secret.
The pit. It's an undisclosed location in New West, bro. With some killer gear, man. We're getting it done.
All right. Okay. And let's listen to you. Okay, tell me about this song called Looking Down the Barrel of a Gun.
We wrote this on, well, I wrote this along, you know, when we were in the band. my drummer, and then Junior was in the band too. We wrote it about our, you know, our armed forces who were overseas and protecting us and that sort of thing. And you know, there's nothing wrong with, like, you know, being taking care of your country and having the military forces. So this is it, dude. It's called Looking in the Barrel of a Gun.
All right, here on CJSF. And that's what you're going to hear at the show at the Wise Hall, folks.
Yeah.
Whoop, whoop.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. And are you guys going to be dressing up?
Hold on. It's like a, you know, November 8th after. We're like, no, we're just going to go in our usual metal attire, man.
Metal,
black
yeah.
shirt, jeans,
my one rule is wear all black. That's
wear
it.
All we are black. All black, man. Okay. It's cool.
I've got my long hair. I've got my sweatbands that say Kill the Kardashians on it.
He gets it done, dude. He's cool. He's a fucking, he's a heavy hitter on stage, man.
All right. Tell me a little bit about your instruments.
Oh, well, I'm a guitar player that plays bass in this band, so I don't do it.
Bass player that plays the guitar.
I don't know. Most bass players would look at how I play and say, that's terrible. look at him. He's playing it like a guitar, but, you know.
He's a Jason Newsted dude.
Yeah.
But I brought him into the band. Yeah. We wanted, like, a little contribution. He's got the Jason Newsted thing, but low bass, really heavy, and it works out really cool.
Oh, yeah, lots of headbanging, can't hold my head up after the show, that kind of stuff.
We have broken necks, dude. Broken backs.
Oh, boom. Gosh, yes. And then you're going to be doing some windmills on the stage, you said.
We do.
Yes. So do you do anything to prepare for that neck?
No, we just get on stage and we just, like, you know, get our day. As far as, like,
I've started stretching because it before, when I didn't do that, it would just hurt for days afterwards. So
every metal musician has whiplash next gig. So, you know, we have a 40-minute set and we're going to get it on. We're going to get it done. As far as my gear, I'm playing through a couple of Strats. Heavy duty mess of boogies, and we're getting it done, man. It's going to be heavy.
Right.
We're warming up that crowd that night. It's going to be really cool.
Yes. Okay. And where can people follow you?
Where do we follow our Slave in Heaven?
Slave in Heaven Facebook page. We've got our individual Facebook, Derek Feeney, Brandon Bosa, also on Instagram. Evil Brandon Bosa.
Yeah. And on Spotify, Junior, our bass player, produced all our music.
Don't let that reflect on me. I've gotten much better.
You know what is cool sometimes? You hear some bands and their music, on their demos and everything sounds kind of one way or the other. And you go see them live and just blown away, dude. That's going to be us, bro. We're going to bring it, dude.
Yeah, right.
We might not have the best production as our stuff. You come see us live, it's boom.
Boom.
That's cool. Boom.
All right. Well, thank you so much, guys, for coming on the Wham Bam Eastman Show.
John.
Wham Bam.
Slave in Heaven, are ya? Star in Hell.
Everyone, for tuning in on the Wham Bam East Van Show, Hell on the Radio edition. All right, this is DJ Meddy and John in the House signing out. Bye.
We are done.